Ram Dot. Channeled through Jay-Z Knight. On emotional addiction.
So do people who live by their emotions ever really think, or are they simply reactive creators?
Most of the time, reactive creators.
That's absolutely right. Now, what is illogical about that? And what is superstitious about that? Well, that's just pure reason now, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Well, then what is so beautiful is no one ever taught people this. And they never taught them that in understanding that intangible as creating reality. And the only reality they know is how they feel. So how can anyone really say they're in love with a specific person, for example? They're only in love with the anticipation of the emotions they're addicted to. Because the same person could fall out of favor the next week by not complying. My goodness, doesn't that change the landscape of our emotional outlook on personal needs and identities? How so?
Well, then the rest, everything out there is just to basically arrange to give you your rush, your hit, your emotional...
Would you want to be in love with someone, my beloved entity, that only saw you as a means to an end?
No.
Would you want to tell somebody you love them when in reality all they are is a means to an end? So how can we ever say that how we feel determines the gravity of our commitment in terms of that genuine, noble character? Maybe the gravity of the commitment is based upon the constitution of sharing those same feelings. And maybe that's where it ends. Right?
Right.
So what does the Christian Bible tell you about this?
The Christian Bible has a list of shoulds and shouldn'ts.
That were all broken by Jehovah mm-hmm. and Abraham. But go ahead.
And they give you a list of shoulds and shouldn'ts, and that's the good book. That's the law.
So what are they talking about? Are they talking about emotions? That's exactly what they're all talking about. Mm-hmm. Aren't they? Do you know the Ten Commandments?
I know most of them. thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not,
Who's thou?
Thou. Well, that was the way they wrote it in the good book.
Well, which good book?
The Old Testament.
Really? I thought the Old Testament was a configuration of King James. Continue with your...
With what, my ten?
Your five commandments.
Five commandments. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not... thy neighbor's wife, or have adultery with the neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy spirit.
Now, which of these are emotional, and which are not?
Well, they're all pretty much... designed to keep the emotions in check.
Brilliant.
Keep a lid on the furnace, as it were.
Think it ever worked? Thank God we have reincarnation to back us up. Think it ever worked? You think it works today?
Makes people miserable.
And you know why? The reason that today is such a beautiful day and you're epic is everyone's breaking all those laws. You know why they are? Because they had to experience all of them in order to be wise about any of them. You can't cure an addict. Do you give an addict everything they want and then they ask for no more? That is when we have owned an experience. And that is when we are wise. Couple that with indeed new revenues to the mind. And revenues to the mind is knowledge. And from knowledge, it's like building blocks. We build new holograms and we create a new storm. And in that new storm, we create realities in which unknown feelings, indeed unknown emotions, shall exist. How in the Ten Commandments could we have possibly created a mind that could transcend space and time? No, we're too busy keeping our emotions in check to ever dream of infinite possibilities. And maybe that is the ultimate conspiracy.